We all got skills. We have talents and we have passions. But mine happens to be sex. This is the Fun Sexual Podcast with your oversharing swinky best friend, Majesty. And I'm talking sex and all of the ways and all of the things that make sex, well, fun. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Fun Sexual Podcast. My name is Majesty. My friends call me Maj. The good boys and girls call me Mistress Majesty. And I'm also known as the motherfucking play party princess. And speaking of play parties and play events, this past weekend was Weekend Playcation, an event that I had been looking forward to for the last, 2 to 3 months. So Weekend Playcation is my weekend retreat, if you don't know. And we just have a good time. We get engaged and involved in all of the fuckery. We fulfill some fantasies, and it's just a really good sexy time with, you know, some beautiful black people, dope ass kinksters, you know, just dope ass people in the community in general. So that was this weekend. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Shout out to everybody who showed up. Shout out to Sir Merciful, who is a friend of mine and a sensual dom who has worked many of my parties and many of my events. And he just really, he understands the mission. Those are the people that I like to have around constantly are people who understand the mission and what my vision is and what I am trying to accomplish. And what I'm really trying to do is just create a safe, sexy space for black people where they feel comfortable, they feel safe to actually explore. You can't step out of your comfort zone and do something that you might want to do that might be something you've never done before or something that you're not sure about. Like you can't comfortably step out if you don't feel safe. So he understands the mission. He understands the goal, and he does a phenomenal job at making people feel safe and feel comfortable in his presence and on his table and under his hands. And so, you know, shout out to you, Merciful. Mad love. So that was this weekend. Something else that happened actually, couple days ago, actually, y'all, I got a job. And I should be saying that with a whole lot more enthusiasm, but stepping back into working is a little bit scary. Although this is going to be a bit of a flexible position, I don't want to get into too many details, but I got a job. It's going to be a part-time situation, which is better for me because honestly, jumping back into a 40 hour a week job, unless I was getting paid at a minimum of $140,000 a year, I don't want to jump back into a 40 hour per work, like per week job. So this is going to be a little part-time situation. It'll put money in my pockets. It'll pay my bills and some. And it'll still allow me the time to do the things that I want to and need to do. It is still going to be a trend, like an adjustment though, as far as just going back into like working, having to wake up at a certain time, having to make myself available, you know, for a certain amount of time every day. Like it's definitely going to be an adjustment, but overall, you know, it's something new. It's exciting. Hopefully it works out the way I want it to. And, you know, it might be a good little run here. I definitely don't see myself here. It's not one of those forever jobs, but it'll be a for now job. It is in construction. As much as I said I don't want to do construction anymore, it is in construction, but you know, it's kind of where my expertise lies. So I'm not surprised that I've ended up back into that space again. I'm trying to remember all of the things that happened in this last week. I feel like that's all of the important and big like updates this last week. I will say last week's episode, some of the response that I have gotten from people has been a bit of a shocker. Like what I'm getting from a lot of people is like, why would you want to lactate? Why would you want to do that? You know, it's painful, it's time consuming. It's like, y'all, I didn't know how painful and or how time consuming it was until I tried to do it. I've never been here before. I've never been here before, okay? And let's just acknowledge again that everything ain't for everybody, you know? Everything is not for everybody. Some of the things that I like and some of the things that I am into might not work for some people. And some things that other people are into and like just don't work for me. And guess what? That's okay. That's okay. We are not the same people. I love getting compliments. I love giving compliments and I love getting compliments. Two of my favorite like sexual compliments that I got are, number one, when somebody says that my pussy tastes good. Love that compliment. Feels great. Always has been a favorite compliment to get. So I'd be like, oh my God, your pussy tastes so good. I'd be like, I know. Water, coconut water, liquid chlorophyll, probiotics, prebiotics, you know, fruits. That's always been a compliment that I love because I do a lot of things to make sure that my body is ripe and ready and prepared for sex. Like when I know that I'm about to get some sex that's going to really do it for me, I prepare. Like I prepare. I'll spend the day. If I know for a week that it's coming, my diet change up a little bit, you know, my activity change up a little bit. I might do a little bit more stretching so I can be a little bit more limber. I'm a woman of a certain age, okay? So I have to stretch before sex these days. So like, you know, I'm a prepare for the week. You know, I might do something different to my hair, make sure my hair is washed and dried and curled and all the things right before you come. Had a light set up. Like when I know I'm about to get some good, I prepare. I definitely prepare. I usually, you know, I need to know in advance, but I'm gonna prepare. And so that also changes what I do with my body and stuff. So I take a lot of pride in my coochie and how it tastes, but also how it smells and how it looks. So like getting compliments on my coochie in general are always some of my favorite. They're always some of my favorite compliments to receive. But I got a compliment this weekend that I've never received before. Took me a little bit for a loop, but then I was like, wow, that was really sweet and I really, really appreciated it. This person said to me, he said, one thing that I really appreciate about you is how you've never, I'm trying to remember exactly how he said it, but he said something along the lines of like how you've never made me feel any type of way when we've gone to like have sex and like my dick couldn't get hard or like I was, you know, shy or feeling anxious or whatever. He was like, you've never like turned it into a thing. And I appreciate that. And I was like, you're welcome. I'm glad that I can do that. And then it brought up we started having a conversation about it and it brought up a lot of points. And so I want to talk about it. Sexual like anxiety is really a thing. And I think that it's a lot easier for women to deal with than it is for men, because if you are, you know, in a situation and your coochie is not getting wet or something like that, you could throw some lube and you can, you know, you could still rock with it. It might not feel the best. I know personally when I am not very turned on and I attempt to like have sex or masturbate, it don't feel the best. Let me also say, I try not to do that. If my body, if I'm not wanting it, then I try not, then I just don't do it. The only really caveat to that is sometimes when I'm on my period hack is to violently masturbate while I'm on my period, usually in the shower. And because I feel like it helps, you know, pull all of the things that are shedding and being released. It helps pull all of that down. So I'll just masturbate violently in the shower, and it doesn't necessarily feel good. It's not particularly fun. I don't usually come. It feels kind of invasive, but it helps if I'm, you know, trying to get finished my period quicker. I actually had to do that this weekend because I got my period on a couple days before weekend playcation, and I needed to get it done faster. So I was masturbating in the shower for the days before, and up until like Thursday night, I looked, I was like, we're in the clear, we're good, we're gonna be great for Friday. Friday afternoon, I get to the house for weekend playcation, use the bathroom, wipe, tissue is pink. And I was like, You raggedy bitch. You raggedy bitch. So I figured I was going to be out the game for Friday. And then Friday night came. People started showing up. At some point, me and Bae started playing around. And he ate my pussy. And he was like, oh, you good. He was like, don't worry, you're good. He was like, I wouldn't know if you were still bleeding. You're fine. Which I think is funny because he was like, I would taste it if you were still bleeding. You're fine. Hilarious. I've never had anybody like intentionally eat my pussy on my period. So that was a very interesting like thought because I was like, he knows, right? But he's still gonna, all right, like, cool. But yeah, it was all in the clear. And I would like to give that up to my period hack. Masturbating while you're on your period actually helps. Anyway, as I was saying, sexual anxieties are really a thing. And it's a lot easier for women to deal with, I think, than men. Because if a man is having like sexual anxiety and he can't get hard, what can he do? He could take a honey pack. He could pop a Viagra or like a Cialis. I'm trying to think what other things out there exist for men. Like, you know, maybe some herbal like maca root or something like that. But I don't know how like guaranteed all that stuff is. Like, I don't know if it's guaranteed that you are going to get hard if you... I'm trying to cross my legs. Ugh. I don't know if it's guaranteed that like you are going to get hard if you take a honey pack. I'm pretty sure it's more guaranteed with like a Viagra. But then, you know, some people don't want to take that stuff. Some people don't want to have to deal with that, you know, do that stuff. So, I understand why it can be harder. I think that it is a conversation that we don't really have that I know I've never had with somebody is like, how do you deal with those situations? Like, what do you do in those situations, especially when you're in, I don't know, maybe like a play party setting or something like that, you know? So when I was having this conversation this weekend, the person was telling me, he was like, you don't know how often it is that women, he was like, when, you know, if you go to have sex with a woman, your dick doesn't get hard, and she'll ask, she'll ask a question that I hate so much. And I was like, what is that? He said, what's wrong with me? Is it me? Are you not attracted to me? And it's like, no, I'm attracted to you and I really want to fuck you, but my dick is just not there right now. And it's so funny hearing him say that because I know it's not me, but every single time it happens, I'm like, fuck, did I do something wrong? Did he see something he didn't like? He don't like my outfit. He don't like my hair. You know, is it because I didn't get a pedicure before? Like right before he was looking at my chipped toenail. Like, you know, all of those things, all of those insecurities and anxieties and stuff like that, like just run through your head in that moment. But most of the time, it's not you. Most of the time, it's not you. Most of the time, they weren't ready. They weren't, you know, prepared. They might be nervous. It might be their first, you know, it might be their first time. I actually ran into a situation this weekend at Weekend Playcation, somebody that I was actually really excited to play. Let me say, I don't know if he listens to the podcast, but this person attended a Weekend Playcation in the past. And we didn't really get to play much at the last one. He came to this one. He was a cutie pie back then, but he was looking a little extra cute this time. I don't know what he changed. I don't know if he shaved. I don't know if his hair was different. This is over a year in between the two. And we haven't really kept up. I don't know what looked different about him, but something looked different. Or maybe it honestly might have been the fact that when he came the first time, he had a girlfriend who was there. And it, you know, they were both kind of like in, half out, and you whatever. And if you don't know what you want to do, I don't want to play with you. I'm not about to sit here and help you figure shit out. Like, when you know, come find me. But he was looking a little extra cute. So, you know, at some point, him and I were like making out. And I sucked his dick and it was great. And I was like, oh, this is gonna, you know, it's looking nice. It's looking thick. I like that. I like the thick ones. And I don't remember what happened, but we didn't end up playing in that moment. But he was telling me like, I have envisioned this for a long time. And I was like, me? He's like, yes. He's like, I want this so bad. And da 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 da. So that ain't doing nothing but making my pussy wet and just boosting my confidence and blowing my head up. I'm like, all right, so he gonna give it to me. He going to give it to me. And then something happened and we didn't get to play in that moment. But the next day, I had to let him know that next day early on, I was like, listen, I'm making some time for you today. And he was like, okay. And so when the time came, we were sitting at a table outside and I looked at him. I was like, you, me, downstairs? And he was like, okay. It was I didn't even say anything. It was a point at you, point at me, point downstairs. He knew. And we tried to get it popping, and we're making out, and we're having a good old time, and, you know, sucking his dick, and it just wouldn't get hard. Or it would get, like, semi-hard, and then not anymore. And it was so, I was sad, because I was really excited about it. But obviously, that's not the time to, like, get an attitude, or, like, is it me? It's not me to ask. I've asked that question before, but I don't think it's me these days I'm a woman of a certain age. I don't think it's me to ask questions like that anymore, because I know that it's not me. Yesterday you were telling me how bad you want to fuck me and how long you've been thinking about wanting to have sex with me. So for me to sit here and be like, is it me? Ain't gonna make nobody feel good. It ain't gonna make the dick hard. Like, but I also don't really know what to do in that situation. And it's happened to me more than enough. I remember a period probably like 2 years ago where I would be like trying to have sex with people and their dicks just wouldn't get hard. Like, it was just maybe like a couple month span where it would happen to me all the time. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, that was when I was like, yeah, what the fuck am I doing wrong? Cause it would happen way too frequently for it to be everybody else and not me. That shit was crazy. But yeah, I guess my question right now is like, what are you supposed to do? Obviously you're not supposed to do the, is it me? Like, what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to stop and talk about it? Do you want to talk about it? Is there something else in your mind? Like, are we supposed to stop and talk about it? Are we supposed to, you know, just continue sucking the gummy? Are you supposed to, you know, just stop and watch TV and maybe like not address it, not bring attention to it at all? Am I supposed to like just sit here and masturbate? Maybe you watch and you know, you'll get aroused that way. Like, what is supposed to happen in that time? Because obviously the hope is that we're going to get to some sex, right? But what, like, just, I really don't know the answer. I don't know the answer to this. What I usually end up doing is when I realize that it's not going to happen, I kind of reset, pull back, take the dick out of my hand, take the dick out of my mouth. And I usually either do like a massage. I'll end up doing like some rubbing them down. Like, hey, just like lay on your stomach. And I'll just rub them down. And, you know, a lot of touch, a lot of closeness, a lot of skin to skin, body to body to body. Do a lot of that, you know, kind of just to loosen them up a little bit. I have in the past, especially if I was at a party or event or a club or something like that, I have in the past just asked, like, do you want to go into like a, you know, a private room or a private space? And I'm saying all of these things that I've done, they have not always worked. They have not always worked. The one thing that I know for me that has always worked, honestly, is just stopping and coming back another time. Come back either later in the day, later in the night, or, you know, I'll catch you the next time I catch you. I don't know what the immediate thing to do is to like get things rolling again, but I don't want to like hurt your feelings and shut you down. Speaking of hurting your feelings and shutting you down, one time I was at a play party, and the guy that invited me and him had played maybe 3 or 4 times before then, still a good friend of mine. This woman who I didn't know then, her and I are very close now, but this woman basically shoved shrooms in his mouth. And he was like, I've never done shrooms. And she's like, well, you're doing them today. And just shoved shrooms in his mouth, right? I don't remember how much she put in his mouth, but obviously enough. Because consent speech happens. Him and I are, you know, trying to play. And his dick won't get hard. It's giving very gummy. And it was funny because he's just talking. I remember him talking to me and being like, nigga, we don't usually talk this much. And like, he's talking to me and I'm like working at his dick trying to get it hard. And he's just talking and he's like telling me like his life secrets. I remember one of the things he told me, he was like, and if anybody ever come to me and tell me they heard this, I know they heard it from you because I ain't never tell nobody this. Mad funny. Wow, I haven't thought about that in a while. But yeah, so he's talking and he's shroomy or whatever. And then the person who gave him the shrooms ends up coming over. And she's like, what y'all doing? I was like, you drugged him and now his dick won't get hard. She's like, oh no. He was like, I'm never doing drugs again. So we're all like laying around talking. And she's also trying to like work at his dick and get it hard. So now there's me, her, and him. We're like just trying to work at it. Eventually, you know, we gave up. And we're kind of just hanging around talking. And this other woman who at the time I did not know, her and I are now very close. But this was the reason that I didn't really want to get to know her. Cause I was like, oh, this bitch is scary. She comes up to him. This is somebody that she's played with. They've played, you know, times before. She comes up to him and she like starts trying to like suck his dick and like get him ready and stuff like that. They're like making out and it wouldn't get hard. And he was just like, you know, I'm on some shrooms, I'm sorry. And she was like, and got up and like walked away. And I was like, oh my God. How do you do that to somebody? How do you do that to somebody? How do you do that to somebody? Like, I've never seen anybody do that before. It caught me off guard. Completely. And after that, I was just like, oh, me and her can't be friends because she is brutal. Who would have thought 3 years later we'd be pretty fucking close? But yeah, that is a real thing that happened. And you know, in hindsight, I want to ask her about that. In hindsight, I think she probably knows that that was not the way to approach it. That was definitely not the way to approach it. But I still, again, am asking, what is the right way? You know? What is the right way? Because if I can guarantee that sex is going to happen when I want it to happen, I'm going to do that. And I'm willing to put in the work. You need some time? What you want? You want to make you a cup of tea? You hungry? You want to go for a walk? You want to go to the store, go pick up a sandwich? Like, what do you want? What do you need in this moment to make your dick hard? And you are more than just a dick, you know? I just want to let you know you are more than a dick, but what do we need to get the dick hard? Okay? It is not rare for me. I wasn't even going to go into this, but I'm about to go into it. There have been two play partners of mine in my life, people that I was not romantically involved with particularly, men in my life who have use the phrase something along the lines of they feel like I treat them like a piece of meat, right? Excuse me. And so now I'm moving back into a place in my sexual journey where I'm feeling some parallels to those situations, and somebody is not so much saying it, but like getting to, like, I am making them feel like a piece of meat. And that is hard for me a little bit because I don't ever want to make nobody feel like no damn piece of meat, ever. I want you to come here and have a great time and get some great pussy and leave happy. I want you to leave here and be like, fuck. Damn, I can't wait to see Maj again. Every time I leave there, she always light incense. She always makes me tea. She always rubs me down. And it's just a beautiful, sexy, amazing time. And I get a nut that's amazing. And she sucked my dick all crazy. Like, that's how I want you to leave. That is how I want people to leave leave from being with me. I don't want it to be like, damn, I feel used and abused. But I also don't know how. I thought I knew how, but obviously I don't know how to do that for people, but also like prioritize sex. And that's really my biggest thing. Somebody recently, basically a new, not new, but somebody recently was basically telling me like, they wish that we did more stuff. Like, not, they were like, I don't even want to get into all of the details, but basically they were like, you know, it's always just sex with you is what they were kind of alluding to. And I'm like, well, if you know that you only have 2 hours to spend with me, I am going to prioritize the sex. And then if we have time, we could do whatever. We could watch TV. I'm a pretty lax person. We can watch TV. You want to do face mask? You want some tea? I'm always going to offer a nigga some tea. You want some tea? You want to go to the store? You want to go grab a drink? There's a little Mexican restaurant around the corner. We could go get some margaritas. Give me one margarita. I'm going to open my legs. Like, you let me know what you want to do. But if the time is limited, I'm going to prioritize sex. Now, if you tell me that we got all night, you tell me you come over at 6 p.m. and say that you want to spend the night, we could watch a movie. We could order some food. I might even cook for you. We could have some tea. We could go get that margarita. We could go run to a store and go pick up some fucking cookies. I don't give a fuck. I really don't give a shit. Like, we could do whatever else, all the other things that you want to do if I know that I have time. We could wake up in the morning and go make breakfast. We could go to the diner, go grab breakfast. I'm very open and very flexible with all of that stuff. And to be clear, the people that I have sex with, especially the people that I am inviting into my home, are people that I am comfortable with. And so, like, and I actually like them as people. So, like, going out with them is not, I have no problem going out with them and spending time that is not time spent on sex with them. You know what I mean? I'm actually cool with the people that I have sex with. So, like, if you want to grab some food, grab some drinks, some shit, kick the shit, have a good time, I'm cool with that. But if the basis of our relationship is a sexual relationship and I have a limited amount of time to spend with you, we could do sex first and whatever else after. And so I think because I think like that, this is me and my logic brain. I think because I think like that, that is what makes people feel like I'm treating them like a piece of meat, which again is not my intention, but I'm just saying we got limited time, love. We got limited time. Let's get to the dicking. And then we can get to the other stuff. Just saying. I'm just saying. This is going to resonate with somebody. Somebody out there has been fucking somebody and telling them that they make them feel like a piece of meat. And I think that that's unfair. All of this to say. Not all this to say. I want to get back on my topic. Sexual anxiety happens, and I think that it is fair for us to be very gentle with that. I think it is also worth stating that a lot of people with penises tie a lot of their worth and their value to their penis and the operation of their penis. Be gentle with them. Be gentle with the penis, people. Cut them not a lot of slack, because you can give them inch, take them out. Cut the penis people a little bit of slack if the dick ain't dicking this time, you know? But if it becomes a regular instance, I think that it is time to start having conversations about erectile dysfunction. That's going to be a completely separate episode. Is probably going to be happening sooner rather than later, because again, I think that ED is running rampant among the late 20s, early 30s. I think that ED is, we don't talk about erectile dysfunction enough, but I think a lot of people are experiencing erectile dysfunction at these very young ages. And let me be very careful with what I want to say. I don't want to say it's something to be ashamed about, but acknowledge it. And if you don't want that, then start doing things to like eradicate it. There are things that you could do as far as like changing your diet, you know, maybe not masturbating. If you are somebody who masturbates a lot and watches porn a lot, like there are things that can be done. I'm no doctor. Look it up your fucking self. That there are things that can be done to eradicate erectile dysfunction, but I just think that some people don't want to call it what it is, And so they can't address it until they call it what it is. Nobody's going to look up how to cure erectile dysfunction if they don't think they have erectile dysfunction. You know what I mean? But again, that's a whole nother episode one day. Sexual anxiety is a thing. If you feel stressed in sex or, you know, unable to perform in sex, performance anxiety, I think it's important to know what takes you out of that space. You know, especially if you are in a place where you're having sex with people at maybe like parties and events, you should know, like, you know, just give me a few minutes. Let me go take a shower, or, you know, can you give me a massage, or let me eat your put, whatever it is that you need to get yourself out of that space. Go do some fucking jumping jacks or something, like whatever it is. I think it's important for you to know what you need in those moments to, you know, pull you back. Even if it's like not even pull you back so much as like I can have sex now, but even just to get your mind in a better place, you know, and being able to vocalize that. It's all about, you know, it's all about communication. It's all about knowing yourself and then communicating that, because we can't expect people to know what our bodies need, especially if we don't know what our bodies need. All right. So I am done with that. Now let me put y'all on to a product that, this is not a sponsorship or anything like that. This is a product that I have been buying with my coin, and Bae has also bought me, right? And that product is these honey pot herbal pads. I love these things. They are infused with mint, lavender, and aloe. And they basically feel like, you ever washed your coochie with Dr. Bronner's soap and it'd be like tingling, or like it, imagine your coochie just smoked like a menthol cigarette, or like you gargle, you know, when you gargle with that blue mouthwash, you go, and it's mad cold. That's what these pads feel like. And initially it's like, the fuck is happening? But then it's really, really nice. You get about 20 of them. You get 20 of them in this pack for about $10, which I don't think is too bad for a good quality pad. I know some of the girlies are going to be looking at me like, girl, why are you wearing pads? I'm so tired of tampons. I'm tired of tampons. I've said this before. I'm tired of tampons. I'm tired of my menstrual cup. I'm a pad and a period panty girl these days. I want to just let it out. I don't want to shove anything inside of me on my period, obviously, other than a fucking dildo. And that's just to speed up my period. But those honey pot pads are the bomb. They come in regular, super, and overnight. So you have what you need. And added bonus, these are on the HSA and FSA store. So you don't even have to buy your coin you don't have to use your coin to buy them. You could go on the FSA store or the HSA store. If you have FSA or HSA, go buy you some of these goddamn honeypot pads, okay? They're really, really good. I'm very, very happy that I discovered these. I feel like I'm probably late. The girlies probably already knew about it. I didn't. So I'm assuming that other people don't either. It's the herbal infused pads with wings. Check them out. And so we are going to add another song to the motherfucking Fun Sexual playlist. What's the playlist? It's a list of songs to play to. All right. So this week we are adding the song My Phone Can Die by Rory, Ari Lennox, and James Fauntleroy. Stumbled upon it on Spotify while listening to, I think, like an Ari Lennox mix. Was it not mixtape? Oh, my God. Playlist. Wow. And I was like, this song is kind of lit. So that song is added to the Fun Sexual playlist. Go check it out. The link to the playlist is in my bio on Instagram. And if you don't already follow me on Instagram at the Fun Sexual, you should definitely do that. You should do that now. You can also check out this episode on YouTube if you're not already watching. If you're listening, that's great. But go check me out on YouTube. Just look up the Fun Sexual podcast and I am there. And before I go, I want to let you know your worth. Know your worth, queen. Know your worth, king. If somebody is not coming at you offering your worth, offering what you are happy to accept whether that's a dollar value or not. If somebody is not coming to you offering you something that you are happy to accept, happily decline. I feel like that's the theme of my life right now. And I think more people need to hear that. It's okay to decline something that you feel like is not aligned with you and with your goals. I'm seeing it now in, you know, on Instagram and in some of these sponsorships, and some of these companies will really try to lowball you. Like, y'all are at least a, you know, several hundred thousand dollar company. Like, stop trying to lowball people. I know my value. I know my worth. I know that I could sell some shit. If y'all want me to sell some shit, I know that I could sell some shit. All right. And don't be trying to lowball me. It's disrespectful. Especially when, like, I ain't asking for $1 million. I ain't even asking for $1,000. I'm asking for a couple, several hundred dollars. And if you can't do that, and you're really going to offer me some toys, please don't. Just don't. Don't do that. It's disrespectful. It's very rude. It's very rude. All right. So that's really all I have. I love y'all. I'm actually really excited about the next episode of the podcast because it's episode 69. I don't really know what I'm going to do yet, but I'm going to come up with some fly shit for episode 69, okay? I love y'all. Bye.